potentially identifying him as God incarnate, which he did. He identified himself, and so did the apostles identify him as they knew and as they understood that. And so the deity of Christ is questioned. In recent times, the Da Vinci Code book and the Da Vinci Code movie have been out in our particular region here in North America, and these have questioned the deity of Christ too by making him another good teacher, not a bad man, but a good teacher who had a wife and who got his wife pregnant and just happened to get killed because he made a few mistakes in the temple one day about a week before he died. And so this story is perpetuated, and yet they want to find the historical Jesus, but they want to find a historical Jesus that looks like who they want him to look like, figuratively speaking. Now, what this all says is that we neutralize everything to normalcy. And when we neutralize everything to normalcy, we take the deity out of it, we take the supernatural out of it, and we reduce that which is spiritual to that which can rationally be explained logically in the physical, tangible world. And that's what this whole thing of rewriting the past is about, reinterpreting the past. It's about neutralizing anything and everything that has anything to do with our historical past, be that politically, nationally, spiritually, religiously, globally, into something that is completely normal. And that there is no hand of God moving in, be that political or spiritually or religiously or globally. And so these things are what makes postmodernism still reflect into the past, but look at it from a far different way than we knew it some 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 years ago. Within postmodernism, there is a massive amount of cynicism. And this cynicism grows continually. And it's what really, I think, is the source of life, is the cynicism that produces into the past, postmortem, it is postmortem, postmodern society. Traumatic events are catalysts for all of this. Things like global warming and massive accidents, and even some things that are globally perpetuated, like 9-1-1, and things like this all become this fuel for massive cynicism. The cynicism is expressed towards the major institutions of education, of politics, of religion, of media. The cynicism is all over. In fact, you'll see it in the media. That's what's even so funny. And yet, the media itself is looked at with massive amounts of cynicism by the general public. And of course, we see the Gnostic revival against the deity of Jesus, which we just talked about in this whole thing called the Da Vinci Code, and that's not the only one. That's just a small fraction of the pie. Gnosticism has raised its head. Gnosticism has once again shown itself to be this discrediting force to the deity of Christ. And of course, the cynicism that comes in through the Gnosticism is great, and it's powerful, and it has a big effect even on members of churches who have known their faith to be in Jesus Christ.